morning and welcome on this delightfully sunny morning to our service of Holy Communion here in St. Margaret's. It is great to be here with you as we're gathering together to worship and praise God. Before we begin, we have just a couple of notices. You might have seen, if you get the email newsletter, that we have a couple of events beginning in the next couple of weeks. On the 22nd of July at Holy Trinity Church Hall, there will be an evening for those who are either involved in intercessory prayer or who would like to find out what's involved in intercessory prayer, to encourage one another in what we're doing and to reflect together on the process of preparing our prayers to lead people in worship on Sunday mornings. It's not a session where we're going to say that you must now become a clone of myself. It's all about becoming who you are with your heart for God and how we can offer our hearts to the benefit of the whole church community. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, do come along on Monday the 22nd of July at Holy Trinity Church Hall. Following that, the next week, we're going to be beginning a course that we're calling Exploring the Apostles' Creed. I haven't yet confirmed it, but I'm hoping that it will be happening over in the sanctuary. And it's going to be 5 weeks throughout the summer for those who would like to come together and reflect on what it is that we believe about all sorts of things. And not just what do the creeds say and a little bit of a history about it, but what does the Bible say about the different things that are in the creed? It should be a really interesting and engaging set of conversations. So you are all most welcome to come along to that as well. We do have a couple of slightly sadder notices, but I say slightly because although they are sad, there is a sense of hope and optimism that comes with them. This Thursday, we have the funeral for Joyce Veacock, where we will be commending her into the love of God. You are all most welcome to come along to that. That's at 11 o'clock, a memorial service following a committal that will have happened at the crematorium. And then on the 25th of July, at I believe 12:30, we will be gathering together for Eve Nelson's funeral as we remember and celebrate all that she was and again commend her into the love of God. Sad moments, but hopeful moments. And so let us begin our service holding on to that sense of hope as we sing our first hymn, To God Be the Glory.
Thank you.
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Together we say, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, the first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Would you please be seated? God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our collect prayer for this, the seventh after Trinity. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion. Nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy, keep us in the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We remain seated to hear from the Word of God.
The Old Testament reading is taken from the second book of the prophet Samuel, chapter 6, beginning to read at verse 1. David again brought together all the young able men of Israel, 30,000. He and all his men went to Baha in Judea to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim on the Ark. They set the Ark of God on a new cart, and bought it from the house of Abidah, which was on the hill. Azza and Ahio, sons of Abidah, were guiding the new cart with the Ark of God on it, and Ahio was walking in front of it. David and all Israel were celebrating with all their might before the Lord, with castanets, harps, lyres, timbrels, I don't know what that is, and cymbals. So David went to bring up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. When those who were carrying the Ark of the Lord had taken six steps, he sacrificed a bull and a fattened calf. Wearing a linen ephod, David was dancing before the Lord with all his might, and he and all Israel were bringing up the Ark of the Lord with shouts and sounds of trumpets. As the Ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, watched from a window. And when she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart. They brought the ark of the Lord and set it in place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before the Lord. After he'd finished sacrificing the burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord Almighty. Then he gave a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, a cake of raisins to each in the whole crowd of Israelites, both men and women, and all the people went to their homes. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is taken from Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, chapter 1, beginning to read at verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him, before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the glory of his name. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
In that reading, we have just heard three times, to the praise of his grace, to the praise of his glory, to the praise of his glory. So let us stand and sing a song of praise, number 44, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine.
Thank you.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some said, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him. But others said, he is Elijah, and others, he is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For it was Herod who had sent and seized John, and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted him put to death. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he kept him safe. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he heard him gladly. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his nobles and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. For when Herodias' daughter came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it to you. And he vowed to her, whatever you ask me, I will give you, up to half of my kingdom. And she went out and said to her mother, for what should I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. She came in immediately with haste to the king and asked, saying, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And the king was exceedingly sorry, but because of his oaths and his guests, he did not want to break his word to her. And immediately the king sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl. And the girl gave it to her mother. When the disciples heard of it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you please be seated? Today we are singing songs of praise. We are focusing on the one who has done something truly incredible. And people might ask, why are we focusing on what God did 2,000 years ago? Why are we singing such songs of joy and happiness and hope in a world where we are filled with fears and anxieties, trouble, and strife? America this morning is a different nation than it was yesterday, following the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. We may have many strong feelings about that political situation. The UK is now a different nation than it was a fortnight ago, with a different government in historic circumstances. And we may have strong feelings and emotions about that circumstance. The war between Russia and Ukraine is rumbling on, and that may be troubling to us, as it seems that NATO, after 75 years, is still needed just as much as it was when it was formed, and about which we all have, perhaps, strong feelings. Or our anxieties may be bound up in the career of the youngest player ever to take to the pitch tonight, Juan Yamal, who threatens to take away the hope of football coming home. Whatever it is that is bringing about anxiety and fear in the world, whatever it is that pits people against one another, why are we escaping? Why are we choosing not to engage with that this morning, but rather to look at something that happened 2,000 years ago? Surely, if the gospel is good news, we would have a joyful story this morning, and not the beheading of Jesus' cousin. Surely if Jesus is so ineffectual that he can't even keep his cousin from being murdered, we're in a sorry state of affairs. If our examples of leaders are people like David, who stand before the whole nation and look like an idiot, is that really any different from some of our leaders today? What are we doing here? Why do we have hope, and why are we singing songs of praise? We are singing songs of praise because we know that the victory which matters, which is greater than any of these conflicts, has already been won. And it's not a victory which was won by accident. It was not an escape or luck or chance. It was planned, strategic, and intentional. It says here in our letter to the Ephesians that he chose us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he has predestined us for adoption to himself, as sons, as children, as heirs, through Jesus Christ. Our stories in the Bible today are more than just stories. They are the word and heart of God, stretching out not just from 2,000 years ago, but from the very beginning of all creation. God knew and understood the nature of fallen humanity. He knew and understood in a very deep and personal way the nature of division and separation. And yet, out of his desire for reconciliation and communion and unity, he chooses to do something incredible. He plans that he will set up relationships with people, where they will understand that they have covenants and promises with him, that he will never leave them nor forsake them, that he will be faithful to them until they are more numerous than the stars in the sky and the grains of sand on the beach. He promises to be with them even though he knows that they cannot keep the commandments he is setting before them. Not because it does not matter, but because they are flawed and unable to help themselves. He knows that the only one who can truly be faithful to someone else is himself. And so rather than asking for our love, knowing that we won't return it, he decides to step into our place, to become a human being with us in Christ Jesus, a baby born of Mary, to live with his cousin John, growing up throughout childhood and doing things together, proclaiming the gospel, proclaiming that the kingdom of God is close at hand. In all of that, his cousin ends up being a forerunner for what Jesus himself will do. John proclaimed the word of God fearlessly, such that Herod was perplexed. Are we not perplexed sometimes when we hear this mystery, this gospel? And yet Herod loved to hear John speak. Sometimes, even though it's challenging, it is good to hear someone speak the truth, especially in a culture of politics, of media representation and spin. The truth is very powerful. John died for telling the truth because it upset Herodias. Jesus died for telling the truth because it upset far many more people. The religious leaders of the day could not stand what he was saying because they did not understand what he was meaning. They heard him saying new things, even though he kept on saying, "I say to you an old thing. Not one element of the law do I negate or reject, but rather I have come to fulfill it in the fullest." Jesus, going to the cross, dies the death which we all shall die, that last thing that should separate us from the eternal living God, For if God is life and we are mortal, we are people who die, then we are diametrically opposed and should not be able to ever interact properly with him. But God becomes mortal. He takes on death. He holds to himself that which is driving us apart. Like two magnets repelling, he is stronger and brings them together. Such that through his blood we have the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of God's grace which he lavishes upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, for according to his purpose he set forth in Christ to fulfill the plan of all time. The truth is that God loves you, each and every single one of you. And he knows you by name, and he knows your sins, your failings, your shame. He knows those things that you regret, and he knows those things you wish you just phrased differently or not quite done as it turned out. None of those reasons are excuses to ignore God, because none of those reasons will make God ignore you. For he has been planning this for a very long time. He knows us before we are even formed in our mother's womb. He loves us and desires to be united with us in Jesus Christ, so that when we do die, we do not die in despair, to be put away in a tomb and to be forgotten. We die in the hope that as John went before Jesus and Jesus goes before us, we too shall follow in his footsteps and be resurrected from the grave to live with God forever. And so it says three times, we praise him to the glory of his grace. We praise him to the glory of his name. And we seek him to praise his glory. And all of this is made real for us by the presence of the Holy Spirit, the love of God himself, not just for us from the beginning, not just outside us and able to raise us, but within us, in our hearts, giving us a sense of hope that the light of Christ is brighter than any dark day we may face, whether that be politics, whether that be war, whether that be football, whether that be relationships in our families or our own concerns and wrestles with health and finances. Holy Spirit of the living God, who created everything, desires to be with you in your heart, to forgive you and to love you, if we will but repent of our sins and come together and praise his holy name, come what may, in the outside world. In a short while, we shall come to the table to taste bread and wine, physical signs, a tangible reminder of a physical death and resurrection, which truly can give us hope today and always. Amen.
Those who speak out God's will are bound to be vulnerable unto rejection and abuse. So in humility and love, let us draw near to our God and pray to him now. Lord God, in this fractured world, we pray that our lives may be upright and holy, that our church communities may shine with goodness and love, humility and truth. We pray for what is distorted in our lives to be straightened up through your merciful goodness. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Holy Father, we pray that many people may be empowered to recognize evil and fight against it, to discern your warnings and to speak them out, to notice the sparks of love and goodness and to celebrate them. Lord God, we pray that our households and neighbourhoods, our places of work and leisure, may be areas of praise and thankfulness, not only in the comfort zones, but also through the disturbed and difficult times. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we pray for those in prison, for those leading cruel and violent lives, for all victims of oppression or abuse, for all who suffer the mental anguish or physical pain. We especially pray for the family and friends of the Nelsons and the Veacocks as they mourn for Eve and Joyce. We pray also for Amanda Ricketts, John Watts, and Gail Wellings. And in a short period of silence, we bring to you those people we know who need your healing love at this time. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we pray for those who have died, and they and we in our turn may be given merciful judgment through Jesus our Saviour and brought into the unquenchable light of heaven. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we pray for more thankful hearts to bless you, because the gifts we receive from you are so much more than we deserve. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us stand together and confess our hope and trust in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The peace is a moment which we often use as a means of greeting one another. Another point to say a last-minute good morning to someone we didn't catch. But the origins are always in this idea that before we go to the temple of God, we make things right with one another. So my encouragement to you this morning, if anyone in here has irked you at all slightly, which never happens in a church community ever, might I suggest going and shaking hands with them and putting things right? Because it's by making peace with one another that we become peacemakers in our communities and that the peace of God fills out into the world. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us offer one another a sign of Christ's peace. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. And so our next hymn is number 62, Christ Triumphant Ever Reigning. Jesus Christ, by the grace of this sacrament, keep us grafted into you, the living vine, and grant that always abiding in you, we may bear fruit to your glory, who are alive and reign, now and forever. Amen. Would you please be seated? Our service continues on page 7. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, we give you thanks and praise for your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh. As your Son, born of a blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us, and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Great is the mystery of faith. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this cup, this bread, and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And so we pray as our Saviour taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ that he gave you, and his blood which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts, by faith with thanksgiving. Lord God, whose Son is the true vine and source of life, ever giving himself that the world may live, may we so receive within ourselves the power of his death and passion, that in his saving cup we may share his glory and be made perfect in his love, for he is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Together we say, Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Part of our hope for the future is those who are growing in the faith and joining us through things like Tiger Club. And so let's just spend a short moment as we find out what has been happening this morning across the way. Well, let's hold this up nice so that everybody can get a good look. Looks like they've been very productive. So what have we got? Who wants to explain it?
It's how God accepts anyone into his family, and this is a family tree of our church family.
This is a family tree of our church family because of how God grafts us all together. And it's very fitting with the prayers we've just had, being grafted into the vine of God. This is wonderful, and it's got so many names on there. I'm assuming it's not quite everybody's names, but let's say it's got your name and your name and your name on it. It's wonderful. Let's give them a quick round of applause. But let's also say a prayer now for each of these. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these children, which are beautiful creations in your family, and for the creativity and imagination that they have. We thank you for what they have done to represent the whole family of God. And we know that we are better for having them in our family than we would be if they were not here. So Lord, we pray for them this week, this month, this year. Amen. And so let's end on a strong note, encouraged and inspired by our children, to sing Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
gifts which are given by various other ways and means, that they may be taken and used for your glory. Amen. And so why do we sing songs of praise when the world is in trouble? It's not as an escape, but because by coming to the presence of God, we come into the heart of reality and life itself. This is where we find our life, our hope, and our joy, which will enable us to sustain our lives, our being, through whatever the world may throw at us. So to that end, I leave you all with a blessing. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and those you love, this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.